from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen. A lot going on. Breaking news. Hunter Biden, guilty on all counts. I will say this. There are probably more things that Hunter Biden has done. We will find out about that momentarily. We are waiting for live updates from the White House. The prosecution is expected to speak. This is after Hunter Biden, just mere moments ago, was found guilty on all counts. Now, Biden, if you remember, said that he would not pardon his son. Now, he said that last week if he was convicted. So that was during the interview with ABC's David Muir in Normandy. But he would rule out giving his son the pardon. So does this mean that Hunter is going to jail? We will soon find out. I want to bring in one of the best crime reporters in America. Our good friend Robin Poffman joins us. Robin, what's your reaction to the verdict today?
Well, this is the first step of the Democrats getting Joe Biden off the ticket, because now you have a fabulous excuse. This is why I believe that they decided to prosecute this case finally. You know, as you say, Hunter Biden is guilty of a lot of things, but now you have an excuse for daddy, whose poll ratings, Uncle Joe, are down to what, 37% at last look when I looked this morning in the wee hours. That's Joe Biden's approval rating. And now your son is potentially going to prison for years and years. A son, by the way, that you enabled to be the bag man to do all these deals, allegedly, with all these foreign countries. And you knew he was on drugs. You knew he was with women of the night. You knew he was doing all sorts of things. And I believe that daddy really took advantage of him. So this statement, Todd, that just broke, that the Biden administration, Joe and Jill, say that they love their son. Yeah, I guess they love their son. But they loved him even more when the money was pouring in, right? So to me, this is the first step where the Democrats are going to say, listen, you need to take care of your family. Everyone clearly knows he has a dementia. And in reference to what you just said, Todd, to the interview, the sit down he did in Normandy with David Muir, I will tell you this, if you watch it closely, and I have at least five times that interview, I don't think that Joe Biden really understood the question, because Muir asks him a first question, and then the second question is, would you pardon your, you know, do the pardon? And to me, he just answered it, you know, no, no. He's like, you know, responding just like kind of robotic. And to me, I don't think he really understood what David Muir was actually saying.
Robin Poffman, by the way, joining us here on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line with this breaking news. Robin, this is intriguing because there were a lot of other crimes that they could have charged this guy with. I mean, he is up the wazoo when it comes to criminal activity and behavior, the allegations with Burisma, the whole nine yards. And for them to go after something as, and it's, I don't mean this in a flippant way, but as silly as this. I mean, of all the crimes they could have gone after, it just seems like this is the one they knew they could get him on. So you're saying that they could use this, the Democrats could use this as leverage to force Biden out of the race.
And then in comes, you know, Slick Willie over there from California, Gavin Newsom, and his hair gel comes sliding right through the door at the convention. That's what I really believe is going to happen. I have always maintained that I do not think that Joe Biden was going to make it to the finish line. Newsom is their guy. We saw him measuring the drapes a year ago at the White House. And this is going to be excuse number one. You know, listen, you know, you lost your one son to the brain cancer. Now this son could be going to jail. You had the fatal car crash years ago. I mean, the guy's life story is very sad and very tragic. I don't take any of that away from Joe Biden, but the man has the most important job, not just in this country, but in the world. And he has dementia, and it's scary, Todd. It's scary for absolutely every American citizen living in this country. With this guy has his finger potentially on the button of all things. In terms of Hunter, I will say this. The book that is currently on my nightstand is Miranda Devine, Laptop from Hell. And she is the reporter from the New York Post whose story was suppressed right before the last election. And I will tell you that every word in that book comes from the laptop itself. And it was all true. And it was the government and Facebook in collusion with the CIA, with the FBI, Twitter, and the rest of them to suppress that New York Post story. I remember posting it on my Facebook and Twitter, and it was immediately taken down, you know, by the boogeyman. And that story was suppressed. And I remember going to friends and some of my left-wing friends, right-wing friends, middle-of-the-road friends, and telling them about it. And people on the left didn't want to hear about it in the last election. They wanted the orange man, Trump, out. And I believe that that story, with the very slim margins in the swing states, that Miranda Devine laptop from hell story would have made the difference.
No doubt about it. As a matter of fact, there were surveys, polling done, and to a voter, they said that would have impacted their vote. So this was, you know, again, the weaponized Justice Department. And we're talking about, look, when we say weaponized, it was even weaponized under Donald Trump's administration because there were so many career bureaucrats there, Robin. And that's what we're dealing with. That's what Trump was so busy rooting out.
And I'll tell you this. They're going to stop at nothing to make sure that he never gets the keys to the front door to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue again. It's a very scary time in our country. I would caution everyone to be really aware of their surroundings. We don't know what could happen. I don't want to scare the folks, but you know, you have to be cognizant that the Biden administration has what now let in anywhere from 10 to 17 million, maybe more, illegal aliens from countries where the folks want to do us harm, people on the terrorist watch list, people that are terrorists that are not even on the watch list that we don't even have an accounting of that want to do us harm here. So we could be in, sadly, for another 9/11, a 10/7, like the terrorist attack we saw in Israel with Hamas, in my mind, could very easily happen here in this country. And I think, you know, we're getting into the very dangerous, Todd, as you are aware, summer months where people are on vacation, school's out for summer, people are not paying attention, and we need to be extremely vigilant in this country.
Well, we do. And not only that, Robin, I'm also concerned about what's happening off the coast of Florida and in the Caribbean, where you have the Russian warships, you've got a nuclear-powered submarine in the waters lurking over there for so-called military exercises. This is all in conjunction with Cuba. So it's you've got a lot of moving parts that are very close to this country. Many of them are in the country, as you mentioned already, illegally. And it is very possible for something very bad to happen here that could cause, because, again, the concerns that people have, I mean, everybody sees where this is going with Biden. There's no way he gets elected. So now the question is, all right, how do they stop Trump? That's the question. How do they stop the election? And to your
right.
point.
Yeah. And there's only, you know, like you and I could sit here and go through a handful of ideas. You know, idea number one is obviously to get a candidate in there like a Gavin Newsom or a Michelle Obama who claims she doesn't want any part of it. You know, has Obama himself, Barack, really been running the country? We don't know. We have no evidence. You know, I'm not there in D.C., neither are you. We only know what we hear. So, you know, line item number one is, you know, to get somebody in there who could beat Trump. And, you know, number two is to send Donald Trump to prison or to jail, which I'm not sure. Hey, listen, anything could happen in the New York case. you know, it's unlikely, but, you know, who knows? I think if they, if the judge in New York does decide to sentence him, that really puts him over the top, because the American people, even people on the left, are seeing right through this scam. And, you know, there's not a lot of options for them. We're real close to the finish line, and you've got the conventions coming up in a mere matter of weeks. And, you know, when people get desperate, sadly, you know, human nature, Todd, when people get desperate, sometimes desperate measures are taken, and that's where I get nervous.
Well, fascinating, fascinating. Robin Poffman, there's all sorts of intrigue, and nothing is as it seems, and nothing is as it appears. And I think that's what we have to understand going into these next few months. It's going to be it's going to be insanity. Just insanity, Robin. And I'm glad we've got you on the team. You are right. We need to be diligent. We need to pay very close attention to our surroundings. You know, just the other day, Robin, we had Peter Navarro on from the wellness company, twc.health/Starnes. And the reason why we send people to the wellness company is you need to make sure you have an emergency medical kit with you at all times in the event something crazy happens. And we are just living in some very, very strange times right now. And it's always better to be safe and to be prepared. Robin, we're going to go ahead, finish your thought.
No, I agree. In Israel, they have these preparations. You know, they have shelters. They have the right masks and stuff. As Americans, we are woefully unprepared, and we are way back in a not sadly in a 9/10 mindset. The day before 9/11, we're coming up on the 23-year anniversary, and we are back in a 9/10 sadly mindset.
Mm. All right, Robin, we're going to have to leave it there. Good intel, and appreciate your great spot-on analysis.
You're welcome. I'm here for you, brother.
All right. Robin Poffman, everybody, on the breaking news, and it is a fascinating development. You know, a lot of people didn't see this coming. And, again, this is the – just think about this for a moment, folks. This was the easy get for the Democrats, right? I have to imagine that somebody is having a conversation with Joe and Jill right now, and it's going to go something like this. Either pull out of the race or your son goes to jail. You got a choice. That's what I think could be happening here, to Robin's point. All right. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We have a lot of stuff. We're doing a deep dive coming up into what happened, what really happened on J6. New audio from Nancy Pelosi, and we're going to put that audio in context. You haven't had the context yet, but ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you, and we have been telling you for a very long time, that the official narrative of J6 was not right. There was something off about it. And now we have the evidence that something was off, that this was all part of a setup to take out Donald Trump forever. They wanted to stop Donald Trump from ever being able to run for the White House again. And that's why, and again, the FBI to this date has yet to acknowledge how many of their agents were involved in the planning and the execution of what happened on that day at the Capitol. And that tells me at this stage that it was all an FBI operation, and that the National Guard, the military, were told to stand down. And we've got the receipts. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back. Thanks to the good people at American Hartford Gold, I'm able to bring you this urgent message. Inflation is on the rise again. The dollar is in danger of collapse, and an overheated stock market could crash at any time. The upcoming election is only adding to the chaos. That's why you should contact the good folks at American Hartford Gold to help you safeguard your financial future with physical gold and silver. You can diversify your savings with precious metals delivered right to your door or in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. Protect your retirement from a collapsing dollar and crashing stock prices. Call 855-913-1133 or text Todd to 65532 today for a free gold and silver informational kit. And if you call now, they'll send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases. Gold has hit record highs and keeps climbing. So call 855-913-1133 or text Todd now to 65532 for your free informational kit today. May I just say this? Donald Trump is the GOAT. This is awesome. Trump just releasing a statement, and I want to read this to you. President Trump says, many people have asked me to comment on the conviction of Hunter Biden. Sleepy Joe's son was found guilty of lying on an application for a gun. Hunter Biden is a terrible person. He's funneled millions of dollars from other countries to his father. Even so, it is hard to blame him for wanting a gun, which he has a God-given right to under the Second Amendment. I love this. Get ready. Probably the greatest amendment of them all, if we're being totally honest. Well, I kind of think it's freedom of religion. But you got to have the guns to protect your freedom of the religion. So you know what? President Trump is right. The GOAT. Anyway, Trump continues. His father, one of our worst presidents, is more concerned with making the gun control people happy so he won't have the courage to step in here and help Hunter. Don't worry, Joe. I will save your son after I get elected for the third time. What a good-hearted man that man. Donald J. Trump. He has a heart of gold, ladies and gentlemen. A heart of gold. Can you imagine, though, being Hunter Biden and knowing that your daddy is going to let you rot in jail? But Donald J. Trump, the GOAT, the man of the people, the man with the heart of gold, is going to provide Hunter a measure of grace. And I guess he's going to offer a pardon? This is brilliant. Would it not be amazing if Hunter Biden actually votes for Donald Trump in the presidential election? I love it. Anyway, thank you, Mr. President. That's a good, noble gesture. And Donald J. Trump, a good man. Trump offering to maybe pardon or commute the sentence. We'll find out. We'll get details from Team Trump. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. So I'm curious, are you buying into this sort of conspiracy notion, this theory, that really this is all about getting Joe Biden to step aside? And if Joe Biden does step aside, who do you think they're going to run? Who do you think the Democrats are going to run? I do not think it's going to be Gavin Newsom. So the question goes back to, and by the way, I will just point this out, there was some video circulating on social media. It had Hillary and Bill, and they were at some rock concert, and someone just happened to be there and happened to have the right angle and happened to have a high-dollar, high-def cam, and they got Hillary and Bill clapping and sing along, and everybody's in T-shirts and whatnot. Bill and Hillary are, like, dressed for church. Okay, they don't go to church. Bill and Hillary were dressed like they were going to a funeral. You know, they go to a lot of funerals, the Clintons do. A lot of people speculating about that. But is it possible that Hillary could be, and she looks like she's taken a few pounds off of the polyester pants. She's got her hair done, her hair did, and she's standing on her own 2 feet, which is, it's a heck of a lot better than she was in 2016. Remember when they had to hoist her into the van? Remember that? That was inappropriate. So anyway, could it be that Hillary Clinton is lurking, kind of like those sharks off the Florida coastline, looking to chow down on somebody? Could be. It could be. But I think it's probably going to be Michelle Obama. We're going to take your calls on this, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And the other part of this is, do you think Joe is going to step aside? I think he would let his son stay in jail if it means keeping power. And ultimately, I think that the evil stepmother is behind all of that. 901-260-5926. Coming up, Monica Crowley. We'll be right back. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. All right, welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us today. Hunter Biden found guilty on all counts. You know, there's so many other crimes that this guy actually committed. And was he smoking crack every 20 minutes or so? I mean, the guy, it's insane. I'm surprised the guy's still alive. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, she is a host of the Monica Crowley podcast. And you got to listen to that podcast, folks. We'll talk about that in a moment. At Monica Crowley on the socials. Monica, any surprise here?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Thank you so much for having me again. I actually am a little surprised, and I'm surprised that the jury convicted him on all counts. And not because he didn't break the law, he did. Not because he didn't violate federal gun laws, he did. But because we're living in a moment where everything is so politicized, including our legal system and including our juries, especially in certain jurisdictions, that I'm actually surprised that a Wilmington, Delaware jury actually convicted him. It gives me a little bit of hope for the future, because I thought it would at least be a hung jury, or it could have even been an acquittal. So Hunter Biden is going to pay for the fact that he broke these laws, and he is now a convicted felon, like somebody else we know. Will he get jail time? Doubtful. Again, I mean, I'm happy to see the conviction, but I'm not sure he's going to spend any time in jail whatsoever. And despite President Biden saying he would not pardon his son, I think a pardon is likely to be incoming.
Well, the good news here, if it doesn't, President Trump's already put out a statement, and he said that he would be willing to step in and do what Joe would not do. So, which is to take care of Hunter. So we'll see. A very kind and gracious and good-hearted man, Donald J. Trump is, Monica.
Indeed, indeed. You know, the bigger point about all of this, though, Todd, is that this was all basically set up to try to convince the American people that there was not a two-tiered system of justice, which we know, of course, is true. But they teed up these cases against Hunter so that they could go to the American people and say, see, we're going after President Trump, but we're also going after the president's son. You know, this is, even though he was convicted, this was all sort of it's all a fake, right? It's all like a head fake to try to convince people that the system is not nearly as corrupt as it is. The second point about all of this is that it's not about the gun, and I'm about to tweet this, so you're going to get it first. It's not about the gun, it's about the corruption. It's the corruption, stupid. So, you know, they're going after Hunter Biden on this gun charge. And I do know that he's got federal tax crimes he's got to answer for in September at that trial in California. But they want you looking over here at the shiny little object of the literal shiny little object of the gun, so that you're not paying attention to the fact that the Biden crime family actually sold out America over many years. For tens of millions of dollars to the highest bidder. And those highest bidders included our most fearsome enemies, like the Chinese Communist Party, and highly corrupt regimes and individuals and entities like Ukraine. They don't want you focused on that. They want you focused on the gun issue. So again, he did break the law. I'm glad he's being held accountable, but understand this is all a giant red herring.
All right, Monica Crowley on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Monica, I want to run a theory by you. We had our good friend, national correspondent Robin Poffman, a longtime broadcaster journalist back at Fox, and she suggested that maybe this was all concocted to force Joe out. The idea of if you don't want your son to go to prison, you step out of the race and call it a day.
Well, look, Joe Biden is a man of healthy ego. For what reason? I have no idea, but he's got a healthy ego, and there's no way that this man would voluntarily step aside. And, you know, my very first job out of college, Todd, as you well know, I worked with former President Richard Nixon. And I remember talking to him because this was like the mid-90s, and there was some conversation that George H.W. Bush at the time would not run again. And President Nixon looked at me and he said, oh, no, no, he's going to run again. He said, Monica, once you get in that job and you taste power, not just the sake of having power for the sake of having power, but when you have power like that and all the trappings of power, you don't voluntarily give it up. And that applies here to Joe Biden. He's not going to voluntarily give it up. But to your point about these Hunter cases, the deep state has ways of making you give it up. The deep state has ways of convincing you that you should no longer run. So it's going to be very interesting. That combined with the fact he doesn't know what planet he's on most of the time. I think the Democrats want him gone. I've been saying this on my podcast for a year and a half. Democrats want to bounce him. And more voices now are now speaking to that. So they can certainly use the Hunter Biden case as an excuse to get rid of him.
By the way, did you catch the Juneteenth celebration there on the front lawn of the White House last night, Monica?
Oh, yes. He didn't know where he was.
No, it was the front porch light was on, but nobody was home. I mean, the guy looked like he was frozen. Everybody's dancing and, getting into the music, and he's literally frozen there. Meanwhile, a couple of people down, you had the second lady, Kamala Kush, and the second dude. And then you had the guy that turned out to be Billy Porter, the Broadway star. That was the guy with the beard and the dress.
Yes, yes. There were all kinds of characters there yesterday for this. By the way, Juneteenth, I believe it's not until June 17th. So why did they do it like a week and a half early? No one knows, right?
No one knows.
Look, when people have dementia, and again, we don't know what the diagnosis is of Joe Biden, but it certainly looks like he has cognitive challenges. When people get to that sort of medical situation, they tend to get overwhelmed by their environment. So you can see that a lot. Like, this is why in nursing homes, they keep people like separated and then bring them together for a very short amount of time so that there's some social interaction. But they generally like to keep them in their homes as long as possible, or keep them in a contained area, like a relatively small room, so that they don't get overwhelmed with external stimuli. People, noise, music, television, like it all becomes too much for their brains to process. And you can literally see that happening with Joe Biden. And, you know, it's sad when it happens to your grandpa, but it's not sad when it happens to the president of the United States. It is infuriating.
Yes.
It's infuriating that the country is in this position.
That was insulting what happened over in Normandy. That's unacceptable for an American president to behave in that manner. And you're right. So I'm curious, though, you think Biden's going to make it the distance here? Or do you think they're going to force him out and bring somebody else in?
Well, you know, for about two and a half years, I've been talking about this, that they wanted him gone and that they were going to replace him. And my prediction was they were going to replace him with Michelle Obama. I do not know whether or not this is actually going to transpire. Again, they're going to have to move him out. And frankly, they're going to have to move out Kamala too.
Yeah.
Now, the deep state has solutions for all of this, but logistically, it's going to be very difficult. Then again, they're communists, and communists do whatever the hell they want. So they can certainly wait until the convention and bounce him. And then the choice does not go to the delegates. Here's what everybody needs to understand about how the Democrats, their rules and how they operate here. If Joe Biden were to step down now before he's officially the nominee, then the delegates would choose, the Democrat delegates, thousands of them would choose the replacement, okay? And they would open it up to a vote, et cetera. The Democrat regime does not want to leave it to the people, even if they are delegates, to make that choice. So what they're going to do is wait for Joe Biden to be the formal nominee and then move him aside if they're going to do this. And the reason for that is once he is the formal nominee, the delegates go away and the 200-member DNC, the Democrat National Committee, chooses the nominee. So this is also why I think, Todd, they have moved up. You know, they're doing this virtual convention where they're going to nominate Biden early. I think they're maneuvering him, and he probably doesn't even know what's going on. They're going to maneuver him to get him the nomination early, prior to the convention, so that they have a longer runway then to bounce him. I could be totally wrong about this. I don't know. But knowing how communists think and how they behave without any kind of rules or guardrails, it's entirely possible they could do this.
Fascinating. All right, Monica, what's coming up on the podcast?
Hey, well, I'm covering Hunter Biden gun trial, and I'm also covering today, I'm covering the European elections, and I'm calling today's podcast The People's Revolt, because the populist revolt is sweeping the West. I just hope it's not too late to turn things around, but certainly the people have had enough. They've had enough of being walked to the end of the plank by globalists and leftists who have turned their back on them and have been traitors to their countries. They're sick and tired of having their countries overrun with illegal immigrants, wide open borders, and destroyed by high taxes, high inflation, crushing regulations, the whole bit of it, and war. And remember, the Europeans are on the front doorstep of this Russia-Ukraine situation. So they're sick and tired of all of it. They're bouncing all of these evil globalists, and we're up next in November. So I put it all into context for you on today's show, so I hope you'll go check it out.
All right, Monica Crowley, everybody. Monica, great analysis. Appreciate you coming on the show today.
Hey, it's always my pleasure. And by the way, my podcast is now up on Rumble. So it's the Monica Crowley podcast up on Rumble. Please go check it out there.
Oh, nice. All right. Congrats. A growing global domination there, Monica Crowley.
Right. Soon, Todd.
I love it. All right. Thanks, Monica.
Thank you.
All right. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phones here. Diane in Georgia, WTUN is our great station there. Hi, Diane. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was listening to Ms. Crowley talking about the plans for the presidential nomination, and she may be correct. However, I don't think people are taking into consideration the reach of the Biden crime family. I think if there was ever a flight risk, it's Hunter Biden. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if before either sentencing or a sentencing's carried out, if he gets one, that he doesn't suddenly show up in the Ukraine or somewhere in Eastern Europe on a previously scheduled fact-finding tour.
So
the reach of the Biden crime family, you know, they all help each other. And even if Biden does get bounced, I think that people aren't paying attention to the fact that they will probably still try to get him out from under any more hearings and any more trials. And I know that the Zelensky owes them favors.
Very interesting. Diana, it's a great theory, and I mean, it could be. There are a lot of moving parts here, and again, to Monica's point, it would make sense, instead of replacing him at the convention, it would make sense to do it after he gets the nomination, and then a much smaller, influential group would then decide who becomes the new nominee. And there have been talks, and she is correct about this, there have been talks about taking the DNC to a virtual convention only because of the violent protest. And they are very concerned that this could become 1968 Chicago all over again. So, Diane, you know what? It's a great theory. So, all right, got to run. Diane, thank you for that. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Todd, again, Biden thinks he's pulling the wool over the American people. He's going to use his son as a sacrificial lamb. Get him. He's going to get put in jail. And Biden's like, don't you worry, my son. I'm going to get you out. I'm going to pardon you. We know how they work, Todd. They're snakes. That's exactly what he's going to do.
All right. Well, thank you there. That's Mark from the Villages, America's friendliest hometown in Florida. Wow. You think so? You know, this is a great question. Do you think Biden is going to pardon or commute his son's sentence? Do you think Biden steps in here? What do you think? Part of me thinks the evil stepmother is running the show here. The Dr. Mrs. First Lady Jill Biden. She's the one that wants to stay in power. She loves having the servants. And she loves being pampered. She's a very unpleasant person, by the way. And I'm just curious if she's going to step in and try to stop Biden from saving his son. But what do you think Biden's going to do here? Does Biden let his son go to prison, or does he issue a pardon? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. I have a great story to share with you. There was a KWAM listener, and she was on a flight back to Memphis, and she noticed as she was getting on board the plane that Congressman Steve Cohen, he is the guy that used to eat chicken out of a bucket during the hearings. It's fine, you're liking good, Todd. Yeah. Just greasy. Oh, his hair is greasy, but so was the chicken. Just really a slime ball. Anyway, Congressman Cohen was seated in first class. As the KWAM listener was making her way into the coach section of the plane, she came across the Republican congressman from Tennessee, Congressman David Kustoff. He was seated in coach with the folks. So anyway, after the plane lands, this KWAM listener noticed, and she actually has all the photos. She's got all the receipts on this. And she noticed that Congressman Cohen, the Democrat, had two black SUVs waiting for him at the airport. Meanwhile, Congressman Kustoff is waiting to get his luggage, and he's standing curbside waiting for his wife to pick him up. Congressman Kustoff, of course, being the Republican. So here you go. It's really a great example of these dirty Democrats. You know, they're always claiming to be men of the people, women of the people, and they're not. They're not. Just ask Bernie Sanders, the only socialist who lives in a mansion. Well, there may be a few others, but you know what I'm talking about here. So anyway, thank you, Congressman Kustoff. What a good and decent man. And look, my concern here is these guys are flying on the taxpayer dime. Now, if you want to fly on your own dime and you want to fly first class, knock yourself out. That's what I do. But my bill is paid by Todd Starnes, not the American taxpayers. And I think it's really interesting that while Congressman Cohen was up in first class drinking his beverage of choice out of a glass, you had Congressman Kustoff out there getting the little paper cup of, a sip of ginger ale or something. I don't know what the congressman drinks. And like one Biscoff cookie, you see, in first class, you can have as many snacks as you want, but they limit it. They ration you in coach. So you either get the, you get peanuts or you get the cookie. Unless somebody's got an allergy, and then you're screwed because everybody gets the cookies. And you may not be in the mood for a cookie. Maybe you want peanuts. Anyway, thank you, Congressman Kustoff. What a great story. And thank you, KWAM listener. We have eyes all over America. Hang tight, everybody. Hour two coming up. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Yeah, all right. So, wow, Hunter's going away. I wonder if he's... What is Hunter Biden doing right now? Is he taking a smoke break? What is it? Every 20 minutes he would smoke crack, so... There's a video circulating on social media that all it does is showing the courtroom scene and there's smoke coming from underneath the defense table. So we're not quite sure what that's all about. So we are waiting to hear from the prosecution. We're going to get to all of that. Joe Biden issuing a statement saying he loves his son. And President Trump says if Biden will not pardon his son, he will. So what a good and decent man Donald Trump is. I have a question for you. So yesterday they had the big Juneteenth celebration on the White House lawn, and it was sort of a freak show. They had Billy Porter. Now, Billy Porter is a Broadway actor, and he's a man, but he's barely a man. And nobody could figure it out. He was on the front row. So you have to, I'm setting the scene for you. On the front lawn of the White House, you've got President Biden, and then you've got Kamala Kush, and then you've got the second gentleman. And man, is that guy white. I'll get to that in just a moment. And then you have Billy Porter, and nobody could figure out who he was. And I had to use, I was Googling, I'm like, who is this guy? He was a bearded man in a sparkly dress. And at one point there's video, and we've got all of this on our website. You can, we've compiled it, we've collated it for you. You can see it for yourself at toddsturge.com. And so anyway, Billy Porter in one of these videos is just strutting around in this very long gown. It's a sparkly gown. And it had to have been hotter than blue blazes out there. And so I guess somebody asked him a question. What are you doing? What are you doing here? And he just hollers out, pride, pride, pride. All right. You do you, Billy Porter. Hashtag Lady Bic. The guy needed a shave. I mean, if you're going to wear a dress like that, you probably need to be a little clean shaven. I'm just saying. But that's just me. So anyway, they're all there, and they're having the Juneteenth bash. And Dylan, you're a music guy, and so you might be able to help me here. But there were a couple of moments when Joe Biden was just off kilter, and by a couple of minutes, it was pretty much the entire event. So there was this moment where they're all standing up, and Kamala Kush and the second gentleman, well, they're trying to get down, and she's got some moves, but that guy. I mean, he is an embarrassment to the white people of America. I mean, the guy he's got no soul, he got no rhythm. I've seen Baptist dancing better than that guy. So anyway, Dylan, here's the question. So while all that was going on, Joe Biden is frozen there. Almost like, have you ever been in a situation like in a dream and you realize you're the only person like you around? And it was like, Biden was like, I'm the only white guy here. That's the look on his face. And he was like, he was frozen. Frozen. I mean, he wasn't moving. He wasn't blinking. Just frozen. So I don't know if the drugs kicked in. Something was not right there. So anyway, they sit back down. And oh, this is where I need your help. So you know when you're in a black church, and you're clapping along to the, all right, it's the beat. They clap to a different beat. Is that right?
Is it the 1 and 3?
I think it is. So it's kind of, oh, happy day. And you're watch Sister Act.
Actually,
you'll
see. It's two and four.
Okay.
And four. Yeah.
So Biden was the only person in the crowd doing it 1 and 3.
No.
It's terrible. And nobody could. And so Anyway, frozen Biden. I mean, it was just like, I have seen Baptist and church move more than I saw Joe Biden move.
That's a good comparison, Todd. A lot of people would can see that picture in their head.
You know what I mean? You've been to a Baptist church.
Oh, of course.
I love this. It's
tough to get moving.
We were in church once. I will never say the name of the church. This is my favorite church story. There was the pastor. It was a very traditional Southern Baptist church, the First Baptist Church. I won't say where. And one of the new members came out of the Church of God, which is kind of like the, you know, they raise their hands and they're very passionate in their worship, very emotional. And so anyway, the pastor was preaching. And this particular church would not, you would not even shout amen if you agreed with something the pastor said, right? So anyway, she's really getting into what the pastor's saying, and she's waving her hands in the air. The pastor literally stopped the sermon. He said, "Yes, ma'am, you have a question?" He thought she was raising her hand for a question.
Oh, no.
It's terrible.
This is reminding me of like when the worship pastor says to start clapping, and everybody starts clapping at first, but it only lasts about 10 seconds because they're all uncomfortable now because they have to move. That's what this reminds me of.
That's exactly what it was. It was very weird. And so then, and we're going to give away a book here. All right. I need some help understanding exactly what Biden was trying to say. Cut number 13.
She knows so long as she was denied, our freedom can never be secured.
Can anybody figure out? And I don't know. Again, do we have any Church of God folks? We might have people who speak in tongues that can interpret this, but I can't figure it out. So he said, she knew, our freedom can never be secured. So I'm trying to figure out what he was trying to say. And I mean, this is all open for interpretation. So the best interpretation of what Biden said, you're going to win a copy of the book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? So I want to play it again. And if you can somehow figure out, and it's got to be clever, right? We just can't have people call it, you know, you got to be clever here. So what is Biden saying? Let's listen again.
She knows so long as she was denied, our freedom can never be secured.
We're going to die. He's going to launch the button. This is terrible. What does that mean? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Oh, my gosh. It's sad. I mean, it really is sad. Here's Biden again. Cut number one.
They're all ghosts in new garments trying to take us back. Well, there are. Taking away your freedoms, making it harder for black people to vote. Or have your vote counted. Closing doors of opportunity. Attacking the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion. If you can believe it, banning books about black experience in America. Trying to erase and rewrite history.
What? What is he talking about? These are all lies. I mean, these are all flat-out lies. I want you, and we have a vast audience. We have one of the most diverse audiences in America. And it wasn't something we set out to do. It's just who we are. We like to represent all of America. So I'm just curious. Are there any black people out there who have not been able to secure a photo ID? Because the Democrats say that blacks are being denied photo IDs. And this is why they oppose having some sort of an ID to go and vote. I contend that the reason why they don't want IDs is because they want people to vote multiple times. A lot of dead people voting out there. And for whatever reason, they all vote Democrat. So I'm just curious. Now, Biden goes on to talk about they're banning black books. What black books are they banning? I want to see. As a matter of fact, the only people banning books are the left, and books like To Kill a Mockingbird, which has an incredible moral story about a wrongly convicted black man. Conservatives aren't banning those books. The Democrats are. I'm just curious. Have any of you, and I want to go back and play this again, cut number one. Let's just go back and listen. We're not going to play the whole thing.
They're all ghosts in new garments trying to take us back. Well, there are. Taking away your freedoms, making it harder for black people to vote.
All right, stop. What do you mean taking away the freedoms? I want to know, what is he talking about? Any of you black folks out there, are you, what, living in chains now? Any of you? Anybody? He talks about the Republicans as ghosts in new garments. He's talking about the Klan. Just a reminder here that the KKK was founded by Democrats. And up until the 1960s and 70s, you still had Democrats on Capitol Hill serving in Congress who were members of the KKK. Democrats. As a matter of fact, there's one fella in the White House who actually used to enjoy having lunch with Klan members, and it wasn't Donald J. Trump. It was Joseph Robinette Biden. Biden's the guy who used to brag about it. He used to boast about it. Oh, yeah, we used to fight like cats and dogs, but then after it was over, they put the bed sheets on, and we went down and ate some fried chicken. Talked about the good old days. Really? Really? That's who Joe Biden is. Just want to throw that out there. But you know what? It's not working anymore. It's really not. And that's why when you look at this polling data, you see this massive groundswell of support, especially among young black men and older black men who are finally standing up and saying, you know what? We're done here. We're done with the pandering. We're done with the lies. We are walking off of this plantation, and we are embracing the freedom of the Republican Party. That's what's going on here. Just saying. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. But I never have understood that argument, and nobody in the media wants to ask the follow-up question, who are those people who cannot get an ID? Who are those people? They can't produce one because there aren't any. Everybody has the ability to get an ID to go and vote. Got to have an ID to get into a nightclub. Got to have an ID to open a bank account. Got to have an ID to do a whole lot of stuff. So until somebody says, here is the person, then that is a false argument. All right, we got to take a break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So Dylan, we're going to have to, you're going to have to help judge here. So we just need to figure out what Biden was saying. And if you know, and if we think that you're on to something here, you're going to win a signed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? So let's play Cut 13 again.
She knows so long as she was denied, our freedom can never be secured.
All right. Let's go to Aaron, North Carolina, WSJS. Hi, Aaron. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon. Okay. If it's going to be anything that makes sense, you might have said freedom lost becomes freedom denied, and we can never get our freedom back. But if you want something a little funnier, you might have said, Xi Jinping's my boss, and it's because I lied. And we'll never get our freedom back.
Yeah, Aaron, I think that's exactly what he said. Wow. That's brilliant. You can have a job at the United Nations, man. I love that. GCP. All right, Aaron, congratulations. We're going to get you a... Do you have a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming?
No, I don't.
All right, well, we're going to get you a copy. I will sign it, a brand-new book out, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? So we're going to put you on hold, and Lydia will get all of your information there. Very well done. But again, I'm not sure if that's exactly what Biden said. So if you've got a thought, and they do need to be funny, they do need to be entertaining. You know, we should have brought Paul Shanklin in for this. He would have been a great judge. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, primary day across America. I know many of our WLOB listeners are heading out to the polls today. Curious to know if there's what traffic looks like and if, in fact, you have people that are heading out there and are going to vote today. Also, over in South Carolina, and I believe that Wyatt Cox sent me a note. I believe you folks in Nevada as well. So anyway, give us a call. Let us know how things are going out there at the ballot box today. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know, can I just ask you a question? How bad was it in the Biden household that Hunter had to use crack every 20 minutes or so? Was it Joe? I don't think it was Joe. I think it was the missus. I think it was evil stepmom. That's what I think. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking to Aaron Bean, congressman from Florida, District 4, Merrick Garland. They're going to be holding a vote to hold him in contempt this week. We're going to get the very latest on that. Also, Delano Squires is a research fellow with the Heritage Foundation. He is going to weigh in on Biden and the Juneteenth celebration at the White House. And we're going to introduce a new young conservative to you. This guy came over to the book signing in Statesville, and he is a rising senior at Hampden-Sydney College in charge of the Catholic ministries there, Joseph Carbone. So we're going to be talking to him about Gen Z voters. Our telephone number, again, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So there is a survey out, and I heard Ben Dieter talking about this on the morning show on KWAM in Memphis. The headline is that 26% of Generation Z applicants are bringing their parents to a job interview. According to TheHill.com, some Gen Z respondents actually need help from their parents during the job interview. 26%. 31% of those respondents had a parent accompany them to an in-person interview. 29% had them join a virtual interview. Is this true? Is this really happening? For those that said they had a parent come with them to an in-person interview, 37% say they had their mom or dad come into the office. The majority of on-camera parents spoke directly to the hiring manager. Are you kidding me? Is that true? I find that hard to believe. I remember I was, 15 or 16, said, Mom, Dad, got to go get a job. And they're like, all right, good luck. And I remember going out there. They would drop me off. I would go in and do the interview. My very first job was working at Popeye's Fried Chicken. That was a good job. But I got it on my own. I didn't need mommy or daddy coming in. Seems to me, if you're hiring, let me ask you something. You're a business owner and somebody comes in to get a job and they bring along their parents, would you hire that person? I don't know about that. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know what? We're going to ask Joseph Carbone about that coming up later in the show. All right, hang tight, everybody. Congressman Aaron Bean coming up. We'll be taking your calls as well. This is the Todd Stern Show. We'll be right back. Well, I don't know about you folks, but I'm a big fan of coffee. I'm a coffee snob. I admit it. It's who I am. And I am very excited, though, about this brand-new coffee that I've been drinking. It's called First Cup Coffee Company, one of our brand-new sponsors. Here's the deal. If I don't like it, I don't sponsor it. But I love this coffee, and they have some incredible brands. It is a Christian-owned company. It is a family-owned company. And a portion of their profits go to support mission work all over the globe. And every single one of their 11 flavor profiles actually represents an important moment in American history. I am a big fan of the Washington. I am also a big fan of the George Washington Carver blend. So here's the great thing. You can get it either ground, you can get it whole bean, and you can grind it at home, or you can do what I do. I have the pods, or you can also buy in bulk. All you need to do is go to firstcup.com. That's firstcup.com. Use code Todd, and you're going to save an additional 10% on your order. And get this, if you subscribe, you're going to save an additional 10% on the life of your subscription. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now, and we're honored to have Congressman Aaron Bean with us from Florida's 4th Congressional District. And Congressman, I know you have a big, big day coming up, possibly tomorrow, with this Merrick Garland vote.
Todd, it's great to be with number two with us. We did a great had a great time. Todd, we say in Congress, tomorrow's a big day, but every day in Congress is a big day. Every week's a big week. This week is no exception. Breaking news as well as all the things we've got to plan for. Yeah, Merrick Garland, it's time to be held accountable. And maybe you've told the story, but we've asked for something very simple. We've asked for the audio of the transcript. We know others will say, Todd, they'll say, we've already given you the actual transcript, but Todd, we know it's been edited. Give us the audio version. That's what the Republicans, or we're going to hold you in contempt. That vote's coming this week.
So if he doesn't do it, let's just say he's held in contempt, he does not turn over what he needs to turn over. What happens at that point?
Well, I think there's a you know, that's a great question, Todd, because it seems, and I know where you're headed and your listeners too, we're all sick of no accountability. That's what we're sick of. We will lay that on him, and then we're going to hold him accountable. Every means necessary to get the audio, when we know it's been edited, we will use at our disposal. But I think he's a man of the law. Hopefully he will recognize that he has to come clean and give Congress what he asks for.
Well, yeah, and people are, I think people are getting really frustrated because they do want to see these people held accountable. They want to see the Republicans holding the Democrats to the same standard the Democrats are holding the Republicans to.
It's a frustrating place to be, Todd. And I've listened to your show, and I know your callers too. They're also frustrated. That's why we've got to have a change. We've got to have a change come this November, or the cliff we shall go over if we don't make some changes. Just good gravy. Hold somebody accountable. That's all we want.
Congressman, I want to switch gears because you have been very aggressive in these threats that are coming from foreign entities, and the threats are inside many of our taxpayer-funded schools. And so you have introduced H.R. 8649, the Transparency and Reporting Adversarial Contributions to Education Act. So in a nutshell, what is the concern here, and what did you find?
Well, Todd, I wouldn't believe it until I chair this committee that's it's taken testimony from K through 12 school districts across the nation. Bad actors under foreign entities, China, Qatar, are all funding teachers, funding curriculum in high schools and middle schools across the country. And we're actually, you know what, we're not espionage. We're not into espionage. We don't want these schools to be subject to sway over what a foreign government wants our kids to be taught. So this is the first step. I wouldn't have believed it either, Todd. I know you're thinking, does this really happen? It does happen. Right now, there's over 134 of what we call the Confucius Centers, where China has set up shop in high schools to just as a propaganda outfit. Ironically, Todd, they're always around a military base. But we say no more. It's time to shine the light and give parents all the information of where their school funding comes from. This is what this bill does. Any parent's going to be able to ask their school, you know, where are your funds coming from? What teachers are being funded by foreign adversaries and foreign countries? We think it's the first step to prevent the Trojan horses that are coming from these foreign countries.
All right, Congressman Aaron Bean on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. So, again, back to this before we have to wrap it up here, Congressman. The vote, is it expected to happen tomorrow?
We think it's going to, on which, well, there's
I'm sorry, on Garland. On Garland.
Yeah, the trace, the transparency. We think it's coming Thursday. I'm prepared to go into debate on Thursday. We also think the Merrick Garland contempt vote, that will also be this week, possibly Thursday as well. We've also got a big vote for our military, the National Defense Authorization Act, which is going to hopefully give our military men and women the largest pay raise they've ever received, over 19%. It's sad when some of our men and women in the military, depending on how many kids they have and how what state they live in, they can qualify for the SNAP program and food stamps. So that's something that we're working on. So, again, just a big week, just another week in Congress. Every big, big is every week that we come to work to save our country.
Well, well said. And, you know, on that note, and after you guys tackle what's happening with these foreign bad actors in our schools, the headline coming out of foreignpolicy.com, you know, these Chinese companies, they're buying U.S. land near military bases. Do you find that to be coincidental?
It is not coincidental. It's a long-term strategy that China's been out to eat our lunch for the last 40 years. We're now waking up to it. I've told people that wake-up call came in the form of a Chinese spy balloon that we finally have seen. There are a few bills to prevent that, to repatriate this land, but it's going to take leadership at the White House, to just to fully wake up America to say no more, because we'll tolerate all this, Todd, until we don't. And hopefully the American people this fall will wake up and say it's time for America first. It's time to recognize that China is a bad actor and is out to for world domination. And I know that sounds like comes out of a movie, but when you're in these briefings in Congress, that's exactly the game they're playing.
Well, it's not just China, too. I mean, Congressman, we've got the Russian war. We've got the Russian Navy off of the coast of Florida right now in the Florida Straits. Are you guys being updated, giving updates on what's happening down there with these whatever kind of exercises are doing over around Cuba?
Yep. I am not on the committee that does. Committee members are, but it certainly makes you want to pray and hope that the Biden administration is keenly aware of just how close that is. So close, the military, the Chinese, the Russian Navy is there. So yes, members of Congress are, but it takes leadership, Todd, leadership that we don't have. Why are we even letting them come that close to begin with?
Fair
enough.
Nobody's
scared of us, Todd. They're not scared of us anymore.
No, it's true. And now we've got a nuclear-powered sub parked off the Florida coast. I mean, this is insane. So,
it is.
All right, no. Congressman, thank you very much. Appreciate all of your great insight, and good luck on the passage of the TRACE Act.
All right, Todd. Thank you, brother. And thanks for what you're doing on the front lines. Let's go get them.
All right, Congressman Aaron Bean, everybody, from Florida's 4th Congressional District. He's absolutely right. Weak leadership means you've got the Russian Navy parked off the Florida coast. That could end very badly. I'm just saying. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Now, Bill in North Carolina, WTKF. Now, Bill, I understand you want to help us with the interpretation of Biden's speech.
I can't tell you what he's saying, but I have a strong musician, if you can get it onto a record player and play it backwards, it would be very clear.
All right, hold on. All right, we're going to try to do this in real time here. We kill Trump, Satan. Did you hear that? He said something about ill Trump, Satan. I heard Satan. I definitely, Dylan, did you hear Satan?
I heard it, Todd.
I heard it too. all right. I like that. Bill, good try. Bill, good try. Thanks for that. Let's go to Toad Suck. Wait a second. Is this Toad Suck Scott in Arkansas, not Toad Suck in Scott, Arkansas?
This is Toad Suck Scott in Arkansas. How are you?
It's only Tuesday. It's only Tuesday, it. Toad Suck.
I know it. You know what? I listened to that very closely again, and it took me a long time, but I think I deciphered it. I think he's saying, if I don't get my meds or if I don't get my pudding, there'll be no more America's a lost all its freedom.
All right, let's go back and listen again. And so you're saying
he really wants the meds and the pudding.
He wants the meds and the pudding. Okay, let's listen.
She knows so long as she was
pudding
denied,
pops. Yeah,
our freedom can never be
secured. I heard it right there. Pudding pops.
Told you exactly.
By the way, is Bill Cosby out of jail? Have we? I'm sorry. I went off on a tangent. Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Okay, I like this. Bill almost had it with the backwards, but I don't know. Unless it's a Kiss album, I don't think that works.
Nope, not at all.
Do you remember that when you were a kid, though, Toad Suck? Did your,
absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. My parents were good Baptists, and I'll tell you what, they put the fear of God in us. They actually told us if we listened to the Kiss album that we would become possessed with demons.
Yep, and that was Worship Satan or something. I remember
kids,
that.
What do they call it? Kids and Satanic Service or something?
Yep, yes, that's it. And I think they said that's not really what it is.
No, it's not. It's
anyway.
They were yanking everybody's chain.
That's what I think you said, Todd. That's what I think you said.
All right, let's go to the judge here. What say you? Yeah, I like that. We love pudding. All right, Toad Suck, hang tight, my friend. Okay, do you have a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming?
No, I went to buy it, and they were out.
All right, well, we're going to – look, that is a problem, and they're working to get the book restocked in a lot of stores. So we're going to send you a signed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved?
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right, hang tight, and we're going to get that to you. Don't go anywhere, Toad Suck, and we'll that'll be the first time I've actually written the words Toad Suck in a book. So there you go. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, you know, Americans, we owe our freedom to the sacrifice and courage of our heroes. We just had this commemoration a few days ago with the 80th anniversary of D-Day. But did you know that you can actually support our military and our veterans and our first responders just by using a cell phone? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they're an example of actually putting the cause ahead of profits. And this is why I am very proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile is simply incredible. And when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to be supporting Folds of Honor, The Tunnel to Towers, Boots for Warriors, Helping a Hero, Warrior Rising, and many other military groups. 100% U.S.-based customer service team. They take care of everything. So go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd right now. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Give them a call, 972-PATRIOT, and you're going to get free activation when you use the offer code Todd. So, again, PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. All right, welcome back. So, bad news for all of you people in Memphis, Tennessee. But there's a brand new survey coming out, and it is the deadliest city in America and also the most violent city in America. So there you go, number one. Woohoo! Hashtag swagger and soul. So you guys in Memphis, you have a Soros-backed district attorney by the name of Steve Mulroy. And this guy is also one of these Star Trek guys, and he likes to go around cosplay. I'm not making this up. He cosplays as a Star Trek officer. So does he think he's Spock or something? I don't know. So anyway, this Soros-backed DA has just announced that he will no longer prosecute any criminals charged with illegally carrying a gun. So Mulroy, this is according to the Daily Memphrian, and the Daily Memphrian newspaper, they say that Mulroy's decision not to charge felons is an attempt to address racial disparities and keep criminals out of prison. Quote, I think it'll help with the racial disparities we saw in that particular offense, which was really off the charts. So anyway, here's the deal. And this is just the reality. There is nothing racist about what I'm about to tell you. But the overwhelming majority of crime committed in Memphis is committed by black Memphians. And there's a reason for that. The reason why is that Memphis is a majority black city. There's a pretty good chance if you're in, let's say, what's a good white community out there? Omaha, Nebraska, or somewhere in Minnesota. There's a pretty good chance that a majority of the crimes there would be committed by people of the Caucasian persuasion. All right, so it's nothing, it's just a matter of demographics. So anyway, apparently, a majority of the people that are going out there getting arrested and they have a gun and they're not allowed to have a gun, those people are black. And so the district attorney says, we can't be prosecuting these people. So they want to, so instead of enforcing the law, they're just going to ignore the law. Now there's a state senator, and I mentioned his name a time or two. His name is Brent Taylor. He's a great American patriot. He reminds me a lot of Trump. In the sense that he was a very successful businessman. He didn't need to go into politics. He could have just retired and enjoyed his beautiful, home and the whole nine yards. But no, he decided that he wanted to serve his community and get into public service. And so anyway, he's out there saying, hey, look, this is dangerous and sinister. And I'm telling you, folks, this is happening in every city. If you have a George Soros-backed district attorney, this kind of nonsense is happening. And it's bad. Restaurants are closing. People are moving their businesses. People are packing up and moving their homes. They're getting the heck out of Memphis. Doesn't have to be that way. But the problem is that people always vote Democrat here. The people in Memphis vote for two things, skin color and political party. And it doesn't matter if you're qualified or not. That's just how things are. And I'm telling you, if the trajectory continues, you could watch a major American city fail. I hope the people of Memphis wake up, because it's a beautiful town, beautiful people, and we got to save Memphis. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 coming up next. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, Hour 3 of the big show. Great to have you with us. By the way, don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on Newsmax, we have a big lineup. We're also going to be giving you the very latest on the Hunter Biden situation. Ben Dieter is going to drop by for his weekly segment as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax at 5 o'clock Eastern. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're excited to introduce to you from the Heritage Foundation, a research fellow there in the Richard and Helen DeVos Center for Life, Religion, and Family. Delano Squires, Mr. Squires, good to have you with us today.
It's Oh, thank you for having me. It's Delano, like Delano Cookies.
Got it. Got it. Thank you very much. All right, Delano Squires. No problem. All right. So let's get right to this. I want to get your reaction to what happened at the White House yesterday, celebrating Juneteenth there on the lawn.
So I saw a clip of the celebration, and I think they had one last year as well. And it was just so striking because prominently placed in the video was an actor named Billy Porter, who certainly identifies as LGBT and makes a habit of wearing dresses whenever possible. He's also been on Sesame Street, and I'm pretty sure he wore a tuxedo gown on that show. And it just was a perfect symbol of where modern left-wing politics are today, and specifically with, in my estimation, the elevation of pride politics and pride activism over that of, you know, what used to be called racial politics. So I'm not particularly a fan of identity politics, the superficial identity politics that say vote for me because I look like you, or I have the same orientation or gender identity as you do. But the way the left plays it is certainly something to see, and particularly, you know, given this particular celebration at the White House.
It just seems as though Biden has really been just blatantly pandering and to the black community, and, you know, showing up at somebody's house where, you know, they had the chicken dinner, and it's just really off-putting. And I'm wondering if the average black person in America, if they're understanding what's going on here, and maybe that's why we're seeing so many people looking at President Trump as an alternative candidate.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any political party, certainly not in any country that has a functioning democracy, that gets more support from one specific base than Democrats do from black voters. I mean, so at 90%+, I'm not sure, you know, if there is the type of appetite to defect, mass defection, in the way that it's presented in the media. But I think that there could be some, marginal defection? Absolutely. I don't think events like this may necessarily be the reason why. I think for a lot of black voters, like voters of all colors, a lot of it's pocketbook issues, right? Inflation, education, also issues around public safety. But to me, and I am not a Democrat, and I'm not voting Democrat under any circumstance, I just see these types of instances and situations as one that foreshadow an even greater shift in sort of the tectonic plates of American politics that I don't think a lot of voters are really aware of. But let me put it this way, Todd. Given sort of the current dynamics, if a black caterer in Jackson, Mississippi, who was a Christian and supported the NAACP and marched in the civil rights movement, and has been a faithful churchgoer for decades, if she refuses to bake a quote-unquote transition cake for a white man who identifies as a woman and is taken to court, and this particular issue gets national media attention, the NAACP and every other civil rights organization and this current White House administration will take the side of the white quote-unquote trans woman over the black Christian woman. And that's what I'm talking about when I say the sort of dynamics of our identity politics are shifting below people's feet, and I'm not sure how many people realize that.
It is interesting. You wonder, based on what we saw last night, and the way that Billy Porter was celebrated. And I didn't know that was Billy Porter. I'm like, okay, everybody was wondering, who is the dude, the bearded guy in the dress, and what is he doing dancing next to the second gentleman? That was just weird. But I think it's to your point. I think that being gay or trans is really the new black within the Democrat Party. And I think people are starting to sense that. I know we broadcast our show from Memphis, Tennessee. We're a majority minority city. And I can tell you that by and large, even though it's a deep blue city, culturally speaking, I think the black community here is very conservative and traditional in values.
Yes, and I've heard people say that for a long time, and I've lived it, I've seen it. I believe that that's true, particularly with older generations.
Right.
Now, younger Americans of every stripe are less religious than their forebears, So I think there's something to be said for that. But yes, I do think that there's a strain of cultural conservatism that runs through the heart of the Black community. But it's for a number of different reasons that doesn't translate into political conservatism with respect to who people vote for. And that's why Democrats are not afraid to have someone like Billy Porter. And to be fair to Mr. Porter, this is actually one of his more conservative dresses.
It was.
Right? I've seen him certainly in more outlandish attire. But they're not afraid to put somebody like him front and center because they know that, yes, well, there'll be some Black folk, for the people who, you know, there's a small subset of people who will know about this because, you know, everybody is not terminally online, and particularly older voters are not on Twitter. But even the ones who do know about it, this is not enough to make them, you know, choose a different candidate come 2024. But could this be something that, again, for Black voters who, for them, their Bible is a more important document than their Black card? For those voters who put their faith first, could it be the type of thing that says, hey, I don't think this party really represents my values? I certainly think that that is the case and can be the case. Again, it's just remains to be seen whether that transition, no pun intended, will actually take place at the ballot box.
I just find it ironic. Biden was up there giving this speech and talking about the ghost of the past, and he was talking about the Klan. And the great irony is, here's a guy who actually boasted and bragged about lunching with the Klan up on Capitol Hill in his early days as a senator. So, again, it's just, you know, and they don't care because they don't think people are going to do their homework. They're going to do their research and do a deep dive into the policies and who the Democrat Party, you know, and who they are and what they really represent. So I'm excited about this, Delano. I really do believe that we're going to start seeing some shifts in demographics and the support that the Republicans are going to be getting in the coming years.
I think it's possible. I think the Republican Party has to compete for votes. I think they need to show up in cities, even if they're not running a candidate, right? I think what President Trump did in the South Bronx the other day should be a template. They should show up in Flatbush, Brooklyn. They should show up in Harlem. They should show up in West Philadelphia. They should show up in other places that people wouldn't expect them to show up and just speak to voters and establish a connection. Because the thing is, people can't vote for you if you never show up. You can't sit from campaign headquarters and talk about how bad the current guy is if you don't show up to events, including cultural events, including HBCUs, including, you know, different HBCU football games or Essence Fest in New Orleans. These are the types of things where you have large groups of Black voters that I think the Republican Party would be well served to attend. And sometimes it's to pitch a particular candidate, sometimes it's just to listen to people's concerns. But I do think the opportunity is there. Whether the party takes it is a question that remains to be seen.
And to that point, the president holding a campaign event at a Detroit church this weekend, President Trump. So to your point, I love that. And I think that's important. I hope the president comes to Memphis, Tennessee. There are so many people that want to hear that message. And I love it. And I think I'm with you. I think if you can go into the communities, make that point, become a part of the community, I think that we're really going to change hearts and minds.
Agree. And one thing, and you mentioned this a little earlier, it's interesting that the same Democrats who criticize Representative Byron Donalds for referencing Jim Crow in order to make a point about the resilience of the Black family have no problem invoking Jim Crow in 2024 to scare Black voters into thinking that it's 1944 in Selma. So these people don't actually care about history, you know, for its own sake. They care about history to the extent that they can use it as a weapon to gin up support and to, again, scare their voters into showing up in November.
All right. Well, Delano, appreciate you coming on the program today. Delano Squires, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for having me.
All right. A research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Richard and Helen DeVos Center for Life, Religion, and Family. You can follow Delano on social media on X. Delano Squires is the Twitter address. All right, we got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Do you like this campaign strategy? Trump is going into areas that have been strong Democrat, that have been Democrat strongholds, places like Detroit, the South Bronx. And I suspect we're going to see him continue to do this through the summer months. Do you think that's a good strategy? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. And I want to get into this. I got sidetracked in the last 2 hours. Jeez, Lou. So look, I want to go back to J6 here, and this is important. Now, you guys are, not only are you great listeners, but you're also ambassadors. You're taking the information that we share on the show, and you share it with your friends. And by the way, I want to say this. We need your help. And here's how you can help. Number one, you can buy my book. We've got to get that book sold. But number two, I want you to invite a friend to listen to the show. It just maybe a neighbor, a friend, a coworker, colleague, somebody you go to church or Sunday school with, and invite him to listen to the program. But one of the things that we have a problem with in our society is that we have long-term memory loss and sometimes short-term memory loss. So I want us to go back to January the 6th. And again, we've been pretty clear that whoever broke the law on that day needs to be held accountable. But we've had a lot of questions that were just never asked by the J6 committee. By the way, Jim Jordan and Jim Banks were put on the J6 committee, but Nancy Pelosi refused to seat them. And now we know why. Now, Nancy Pelosi's daughter just happened to be on Capitol Hill the day that J6 all went down, and she had a film crew with her for a documentary. We have yet to see all of that footage, but snippets are coming out, and the House Oversight Committee released a snippet yesterday of Nancy Pelosi. It was filmed inside her car. And by the way, you're going to be hearing the name McCarthy. This is not Kevin McCarthy they're talking about. This is someone within the Pentagon. So it's not Kevin McCarthy. It's another McCarthy. But anyway, Nancy Pelosi, there's been a lot of controversy over whether or not the National Guard was offered up to Pelosi. Now, Trump says that he did that several days before, so they knew there was going to be a big crowd there. And Trump suggested, he said, hey, look, I would recommend that you have the National Guard there. And he was shot down. Here's cut number 11.
I think until quite a while. National Guard not coming. I asked it to be there 3 days in advance, and she turned it down.
She says that request was never officially made.
Oh,
just so
it.
You know.
Let me just tell you.
Let me ask you
the
about
mayor
pardons,
of the, let
Mr.
Me
President.
The mayor of D.C. gave us a letter saying that she turns it down. Okay, we have it. Nancy Pelosi also was asked, and she turned it down. The police commissioner.
I'm talking about
Capitol
the day
Police,
of
wait a minute.
Yeah.
Capitol Police said that he wanted it, and Nancy Pelosi wouldn't accept it. She's responsible for January 6th.
So she's responsible. In other words, they had the opportunity to have enough people, boots on the ground, to keep the peace. But Nancy Pelosi didn't want that. Chuck Schumer didn't want that. And again, all of this playing out in front of the film crew that was just there, coincidentally, filming a documentary on Nancy Pelosi. All a big coincidence. By the way, here's some audio of that day. Pelosi actually wanting to, what Pelosi said here is a criminal act. Cut number 10.
Oh, he comes, I'm going to punch him out. This is my mom, I would pay to see that. I've been waiting for this, for trespassing on the Capitol grounds. I'm going to punch him out, and I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be happy.
Why wasn't she arrested for that? She threatened the sitting president of the United States. She broke the law. Anybody else did that to, anybody did that to Joe Biden, they'd already be in jail. Already be arrested. So anyway, Pelosi has denied over and over and over and over again that it was her responsibility to provide or give the okay or to sign off on law enforcement. She denied ever wanting the National Guard, and the media bought it hook, line, and sinker. But now we have new evidence. This is the new footage of Pelosi in a vehicle being scurried away from the Capitol. Cut number 9.
We have responsibility, Terry. We did not have any accountability for what was going on there, and we should have. This is ridiculous. You're going to ask me in the middle of the thing when they've already breached the inaugural stuff should we call the Capitol Police? I mean, the National Guard? Why weren't the National Guard there to begin with?
They thought that they had sufficient resources.
No, there's not a question of how they had been. They don't know. They clearly didn't know, and I take responsibility for not having them just prepare for more.
There you have it. I take responsibility. The entire J6 story is a sham. They wanted to use this as an opportunity to take out Donald Trump. Now, the question is, how many FBI agents were there? The FBI refuses to say. How many FBI agents were involved in the planning and the execution of what went down? They refuse to say. Could you explain why some of the video surveillance actually shows people who are handcuffed being unhandcuffed inside corners of the Capitol, where they then turn around and give fist bumps to the law enforcement? Who were those people? Were those people FBI agents? If so, what were they doing in the crowd? Were they leading the effort to break into the Capitol? By the way, what about all those other agents who stood around, and what did they do? They moved aside the barricades. They unlocked the doors. And by the way, these are magnetized doors, so you physically have to open the doors. Why is it that we see video of these law enforcement officers opening up the doors and allowing people to come inside? And the reason is very simple, because none of this happened the way they're telling us it happened. This is all a big fake, ladies and gentlemen. That's all it is. 901-260-5926. Do you think we've gotten the full story about what happened on J6? 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, folks, again tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Hope you'll watch the show, and thank you for listening to the Todd Stearns radio program. So when we were on the big book tour, and we did a stop at WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina, a young fella came over and visited and introduced himself. He is very involved in Catholic ministry at Hampden-Sydney College, and he's very involved in politics. And I said, well, let's get you on the show. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Joseph Carbone. Joseph, good to have you on the program today.
Thank you very much for having me, sir. I'm really looking forward to it, and it's great to hear you again.
well, likewise. And, Joseph, no pressure here, but all of Statesville is listening, along with about 3 million other people around the nation. But you're going to do fine. before we get started, we had a crazy story earlier on in the show, and it's a frightening number of people your age are showing up at job interviews with their mom or their dad in tow. Is this a thing, or have you heard of anything like this?
I can't say that I've heard of anything like this. I will say that, unfortunately, among my peers, all but one of them that I can count only have jobs now basically through their parents. And I think that's really a shame. It's just disappointing. And I hate to say it, but I think there's really a lack of initiative in searching for jobs among young people.
You know, I was looking at a survey I think this may have been last night, and it was back in the early 2000s, the number of young people that were going out there getting jobs, high school kids getting jobs, was really skyrocketing. And then since then, it's just plummeted. And, you know, I think that's important, though. I mean, to get out there and to get a job and to become a productive member of society.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I mean, I could never, I could never think of taking one of my parents with me to a job interview. I think if I asked, my dad would probably be very disappointed in me. But I, growing up, I was in the Civil Air Patrol. You might be familiar with it. And I think that is a really great program for preparing young people to get out there and get jobs. I received a lot of tutelage from my commander of my squadron there, a man by the name of Roger Askew, who's a retired Army Ranger and or Airborne Ranger. And he was really like a second father to me. He gave me a lot of tutelage, and the organization as a whole prepared me to go into the real world, as it were, because I got a lot of experience actually interviewing for positions to run things in Civil Air Patrol. That was one of the requirements. Learned how to make a resume, learned how to interview for a job or a position. So any parents in the audience who might be looking for something for their children to give them experience, especially leadership experience, I highly recommend Civil Air Patrol.
Well, I love that. It's a great idea. And Civil Air Patrol, they do some great, great work out there. Very familiar with them. You know, Trail Life USA, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a scouting alternative, they are just exploding in growth, and they are really doing some incredible work and ministry around the country. You know, Joseph, I know that you're involved in Catholic ministry. I want to get your reaction to this administration's behavior towards your faith. I mean, President Biden proclaims the Catholic faith to be his faith tradition, and yet they're targeting you guys.
I think it's absolutely atrocious. Coming out of church, I had a conversation with a gentleman who was in the Air Force. And we had a discussion about, realistically, do you fear you're going to have to do something in the military that's against your moral conscience? And I think that's just a horrible place where we are. Something that I've been really thinking about lately is just abortion and everything surrounding that. I think just the thought of it is absolutely horrifying. And it's really sad that we're to a place where so many of these atrocities are normalized and accepted.
So you're a member of Generation Z, and a lot of your generation will be participating in the upcoming election. I'm curious, are you surprised, or maybe I should get your take on why you think so many Gen Z voters are being attracted to Donald Trump now?
Well, if you look at Joe Biden, I don't really see anything that's there. I can't imagine. I'm in a very atypical place because Hampton-Sydney College is one of the only three remaining all-male schools. It prides itself on classical liberalism and strong liberal arts foundations. So sort of by its nature, already a more conservative student would be attracted to it. But I can't imagine anyone around here, even the folks around here who are democratically oriented in terms of the party, voting for Joe Biden because they like Joe Biden. Anyone I know who's voting for Joe Biden would only be voting for him because he has a D in front of his name.
Wow, that's interesting. There's something happening in this country, and I'm wondering if a lot of it has to do with the economy. But you know, there for so many years, young men especially have been told there's something wrong with being a young man. This idea of toxic masculinity, and I'm wondering if we're seeing some blowback from that now.
Well, I think definitely. I mean, among my male peers here, I personally, well, I can speak for myself. I'm going to support Trump. I don't like everything that the man has done, but I'm not in love with the man. I will say I am in love with the idea. And it's that idea that motivates me. This will be my first presidential election in which I will be voting, and I want to be able to say I voted for that man. And it is the idea that is motivating behind Trump, because he represents a rebellion from the establishment. And I think several young people are disenfranchised with the political system. They see politicians who have failed them and who have failed the country. And two major sentiments that I see reflected among my peers are general political apathy driven by distrust of the system, and especially distrust of those in power within the system. And another major fear I see facing especially young men is just the fear that the government is against them in starting a family, particularly on the financial end.
Wow. I'm curious here, Joseph, how old are you?
I am 20. I'll be 21 this summer.
Oh, my gosh. Dylan, this guy, he's got more wisdom than I would say many 40 and 50-year-olds. Wow. Well done.
Sir.
So, look, you're a rising senior. What's your major? What do you want to do when you get out of school?
I am a very happy philosophy major. I absolutely love my major. I think if you are not planning to go into a STEM field and you're planning to study humanities, hands down, philosophy is the best major. And I've gotten a lot of criticisms from people who say, oh, you're going to be flipping patties. You're going to be working at Starbucks. And I would say that that is absolutely not true. You should not go to college because you want a piece of paper or you think it's going to improve your chances at a job. It definitely won't if that's the reason you're going to college. You should go to college because of the skills you're going to get out of it. And philosophy is hands down the best department, in my opinion, within the humanities field for those skills, because you learn to reason. I took a course in philosophy that is called logic, and it's basically learning how to reason whether or not a conclusion follows from the premises in the case that the premises are true. That's called a valid argument, when the conclusion must be true if the premises are true. And you just learn, you learn how to argue, you learn how to articulate what you think well and defend it. So I think easily philosophy is one of the best majors out there. As for what I hope to do, I am hoping to go into law after college.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you're going to have just an incredible career. So impressed, and well done. Joseph, we're going to get you back on, and we'll get your take on some of the big Gen Z-related issues coming up. So we appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me, sir. I really enjoyed it.
All right, and very good. Joseph Carbone, everybody, a rising senior at Hampden-Sydney College. Holy cow. Wow. And I'm telling you, the kid, very impressed. The family came and to the radio station, and we had a great conversation. And we're going to try to do more stuff like that as we get out on the road. We're heading out to Maury County in Tennessee on Friday. We'll be doing a big event with Tommy Lahren and Congressman Andy Ogles and Tim Burchett from East Tennessee. We got to talk about, we're going to have a private off the record conversation about the UFOs. I got to get some intel there. Then in a couple of weeks, we're heading to Jeff Stein country, Waterloo, Iowa. That's going to be a lot of fun. KXEL, our great affiliate there. And we're still working out the details, but I will be speaking and doing a big book signing at the Road to the Majority Conference. That's at the Washington Hilton in Washington, D.C. So we hope to see you guys at a couple of those locations as we get back out on the road. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. I want to play some audio here. This is from MSDNC reacting to Hunter Biden's verdict. Cut number 19.
You know, I'm less interested in the particulars of the case. This is a gun charge. The proof was overwhelming. I agree with your other panelists that it is rarely charged. In my experience, over 21 years at the department, I never saw this kind of case brought. It would normally be somebody who is a felon in possession of a gun that would be charged. I'm more interested in what it tells us about the rule of law in this country in two ways. One, the son of the sitting president was pretty quickly tried. He was given due process and he was found guilty. And you have the current president, the father of the defendant, making it absolutely clear that he is not pardoning him, that he could have ordered at any time his Justice Department to get rid of this case. He did not do that. He has said that he is not planning on pardoning him as well. And I really think that if you look at this case, the, what is the big picture here? It's not a drug addict who possessed a gun for 2 weeks. It is that you have a president of the United States who is living embodiment of the rule of law, even with respect to his only living son.
Oh, wow. That guy must be smoking some Hunter's crack. By the way, don't forget, everybody forgets the hookers. They forget that he was cavorting with the hookers. I'm just telling you. Oh, AOC is very, very worried, as is Rachel Maddow. So AOC says that Trump is going to throw me in jail. I want somebody to tell this gal to stifle. Just stifle. Stifle, Edith. Cut number four.
What happens to you if Donald Trump wins? What do you do? What's your first move?
I mean, it sounds nuts, but like, I wouldn't be surprised if this guy threw me in jail.
Really?
He's out of his mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, he did his whole first campaign around lock her up. Like, this is his motto.
Oh, he didn't say that, you know. He said he didn't say that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I take him at his word. I take him at his word. I take him at his word when he says that he's going to round up people. I take him at his word when he threatens journalists. I take him at his word. I feel like what we saw in his first presidency was an amuse-bouche to what his intentions are. He has learned from his mistakes of appointing professionals, and he will not make that mistake next time.
Mm-hmm. This is a woman who doesn't know how to use a garbage disposal, just for the record. Sandy Cortez. All right. Where is the... Oh, Nancy Pelosi. So Nancy Pelosi went on as MSDNC. And I ran out of time to play this audio, but I want to get... We got time to get to it. All right. She was on MSDNC. And so we all just saw the video. You heard the audio of the video. Nancy Pelosi says, I am responsible for J6. Cut number 12.
Why do you think this is stirred up and a brouhaha on the right and in some corners of the media today?
Well, because the fact is that the president of the United States, the former president, and his toadies do not want to face the facts. They're trying to do revisionist history on January 6th. But we cannot let us be dragged into their, again, false impression of what happened that day. They know what happened that day. They know how serious it is and was and continues to have an impact on our country. And yet they want to call the people who were in there hostages. Last night I received the Lincoln Award. I was so proud of receiving that. And I said in my remarks, Lincoln built the dome on the Capitol. He insisted that it be built during the Civil War so that it could show the resilience of America. And to see these people coming through the Capitol with their foul deeds and foul actions, waving Confederate flags and Nazi flags under Lincoln's dome was so shameful. And yet this former president who incited this insurrection would not send the National Guard for hours. People were harmed. People were killed, but died one way or another.
All
and
lies.
What did he do but try
Except
to deny that any of it happened? This is a terrible thing. But let us not take away the attention of what we need to do to go forward. We have to unify our country. We have to bring people together in a way that honors the vision of our founders, the sacrifice of our men and women in uniform, as well as the aspirations of our children. I just came back from D-Day in Normandy to see our veterans there the 80th anniversary of it. Some of the youngest of them were 97, some over 100. They fought for our freedom, and yet you see how it is being denigrated by the former president and his Republican toadies.
There you go. The woman's lying. The only person who was killed on that day, the only person, was killed at the hands of Capitol Police and law enforcement on Capitol Hill. That's it. So again, Nancy Pelosi can, and she's going to play damage control. By the way, this is why they didn't want Jim Jordan or Jim Banks on that committee, because they knew they would have asked to see this video. You see, this, the fix was in from day one here, folks. So again, I hope that you convey to your friends and neighbors, people who might believe that there was something else going on here, that Trump was leading some sort of a charge on Capitol Hill. It simply was not true. President Trump called for his supporters to be peaceful. The president was still speaking when all of this started happening. So the crowd who was there gathered on the Mall, they were a peaceful gathering. They were a peaceful crowd. So there you go. All right, coming up again on Newsmax 2 at 5 o'clock tonight, we're going to have a great show. Hope you tune in. Head over and get yourself a copy of my book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. Get a copy for your dad, your grandpa for Father's Day, or just get a copy for yourself so that you can educate yourself and you can be a part of all of this. All right, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, our number. In the meantime, head out there, folks. Have a great day. You be good, America.